Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Looking out for love. That's Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. One man, one guitar. It's a heck of a performance if you ever get a chance. You'll look it up on YouTube. And look it up. Big Love, Lindsey Buckingham. Watch him play that guitar. It's amazing the sound he gets out of the guitar. One man, one sound. Quick, thank you for being here. It's 7 till. We're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. We're talking about the things that drive us, taking advantage, maximizing, using the things that we stand for, the things that drive us, our true north, the authenticity that you have bottled up there in your Main Street small business, using it to your advantage. Peter, thanks again for helping us understand this. What are some other things that we can do to take advantage of this?
Jim, welcome. Well, I think that where we left off last segment, is a good lead into the next thought. We were talking about listening, and people value being heard. And we all value being heard. That's a value from within us that we know. We can apply that value into our commercial transactions, selling tires to folks, mm-hmm. by listening to them. When we listen to them, that increases our value to ourselves and to them. We have a lot of good values that people will honor and pay more for, values that are positive, values that lead towards growth and towards unfoldment of that growth. Mm-hmm. When we do that, we succeed. The best way to find your resources, in this case, is not to go buy them, but to look within. The best way to look within may be to give yourself a company-paid vacation, go someplace, and start to notice when you feel the most proud of yourself.
Hmm. Step what back and look at it, helps you look feel at the it most from a distance.
Look, especially if it's a vacation where you go fishing or skiing, right?
Uh-huh.
look at... When you go do something where you can pay attention to what you're proud of, then you can start to see the values that you honor, the values that define you.
I will tell you that it's hard to do that when you're in the whirlwind, isn't it?
It's hard to do that, and it's
inside the four walls in the whirlwind, it's hard to do that. You got to get
it
out.
Is.
You got to you got to stand
true.
Off. You got to stand off.
It is true. And when we were running another company a long time ago, we used to force people to take vacations. We would lock their doors. And I think that's a good strategy. Force yourself to take a vacation, mm-hmm. to go look at what you are proud of. And you should be proud of things you've done to contribute to your own growth, your own understanding, and the same growth and understanding of your community. When you are proud of things that you do for yourself, then you can start to say, what about this can I do for others? When I do that, will they pay more for it? The answer to the second, last part is yes. The mm-hmm. raw material to get them to pay more comes from inside you. The raw material to get them to pay more is free to you if you take that.
Well, let's be clear about something, Peter. If you're a small business owner, you have to charge more than everybody else. You have to charge more because you can't survive. You can't get the margins and pay the expenses that you have to pay as a small business owner unless you have a premium product. So if that's and that is not subjective. That is hard and fast, folks. You can't be a small business owner in the commodity business. And so if that's the law, then you've got to find a way to justify, as you said earlier, show that there's value in that price.
You have to and you want to, don't you? We all
Absolutely.
Want to add more value. I don't do it because I have to, Jim, nor do you. I know you better than that. You add value every morning on the radio because you really enjoy what you are. Mm-hmm. And that's why people come to you. That's why Insperity sponsors you. That's why they talk about inspiration on your show, because of how good you are explaining what you really are. And that, I think, is value you add. Value you don't pay extra money for.
And those are things, folks, there's something about that about you, but as Peter said, it's hard to see that when you're in the trenches and you're in the whirlwind when things are spinning around you. And you probably and also this is where I think you need to you ask your customers, What is it that we do that you like? What is it that we do that's good? And maybe what is it that you do that's not so good? Right, Peter?
Especially the first two questions.
Yeah.
What do I want to do that I'm good at that you enjoy?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do more of.
Hey, Peter, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
MeyerGrp.com. And there's a lot of articles there for people to check out. It's a library now, more than a sales.
It's a great site. And both books are there, too, right? All three books, actually, are there.
Of course, yes,
yeah,
of course.
So check it out. Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.